Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
I know I don't deserve it, but today I had the most splendid stroke of luck. Originally, it was Palmer's idea. They generally are. But when Marcia told him that her uncle was flying up to see Jeff and prevail on him to return, there was only one thing to do. So, I did it. Benny Puller's been trying to get Jeff Pilgrim with his own company for months. So I said we had to work fast or Jeff would slip through our fingers again. Benny had a contract drawn up in a tremendous hurry, and here's where luck came in. He said he couldn't possibly leave town himself, and I had to fly north to get Jeff to sign it. I'm in the plane now. And wouldn't I love to see Mr. Bendigo's face back in town if he knew he was being beaten to the draw?
Why do we have to be perpetually at loggerheads over this matter, Harriet? I promised Marcia I'd go, and I'm going.
We're at loggerheads, Tressida, because you insist on doing what I consider the wrong thing. Marcia is a grown woman, not a schoolgirl.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Whenever she runs into heavy weather, she comes crying to you, and you always help her out with it.
You stuff and nonsense. I made Marcia stand on her own feet since she was 10.
You've done nothing of the kind, and you know it as well as I do. Look at you now. Why isn't Marcia chasing after her husband herself, anyway?
Because I'm the one to ask Jeff Pilgrim to return.
To the firm, yes. Marcia doesn't care a fig about that. All she wants is her husband home again.
Oh, in heaven's name, why not? Where should the beggar be? Timbuktu?
Tressida, there are times when I despair of you. You're being willfully perverse, aren't you?
Will you kindly stop badgering me, woman? I'm not in the mood. And if a chap can't get a few minutes' peace with his own sister, it's a fine hard to do. That's all I can say. What the devil's a chap to wear up there in the equator, huh?
Take a Panama hat and two white linen suits. And you certainly won't need any long underwear.
I don't suppose you'd care to pack for me, would you? Not much of a hand at it, Basil.
You've no intention of packing, and you know perfectly well I was going to do it all along. Tressida.
You what?
Tell me truly, what do you think's going to happen to Marcia and Jeff?
I'm hanged if I know. I'd like to see him patch it up. But I'm hanged if I know, Harriet. Doesn't look too good at the moment.
Certainly doesn't. I've been putting myself in that Bronson girl's shoes. More than a week since Jeff left you. I'd like to know why he hasn't already been signed up by Benny Puller.
Puller hasn't approached the fellow because he doesn't know where to lay hands on him.
No, but Stella Bronson does.
By George, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, I'm only hoping that you don't make this long trip just to find your birds flown already.
Well, if he has, I'll wring his neck. Oh, we're not in your life. If Puller's made a move, he'd have told me.
Are you quite sure of that?
You don't think Puller'd keep quiet if he scored off me, do you? Oh, don't you worry. Puller's in the dark where Jeff Pilgrim's concerned. And I'll have the chap back here with me in 3 or 4 days' time. You mark my words.
Well, I hope you're right, Tressida. Well, come along. We may as well get started on your packing. What became of those shantung shirts you bought before the war?
My name's Bendigo. You have a reservation for me?
Ah, yes, Mr. Bendigo. We've put you in a very comfortable room on the first floor, facing the sea. You'll get the evening breezes and the morning sun.
Very decent of you. Thanks.
Boy, room 126.
You've come up for the fishing, Mr. Bendigo?
Well, no, not actually. One of the chaps running my bag up,
You've Mr. Pilgrim staying here, I believe.
Yes. One moment, I'll see if he...
No, it's all right. I don't want his room number. Is he about at the moment, you know?
I very much doubt it, sir. Mr. Pilgrim's been doing some fishing and a lot of swimming.
No, it's all right. I'll find him about later on, I expect. 126, you said.
That's right, Mr. Bendigo. The boy will show you up.
Miss Stella Bronson! Paging Miss Stella Bronson! Telegram for Miss Stella Bronson!
Who's he calling? You've a Miss Bronson here?
The young lady arrived this morning, sir. You'll have a pleasant stay. You know two of our guests already.
You might page Miss Bronson for me, if you'd be so kind. Is there somewhere where I can wait for her?
You'll find the lounge in the bar through the archway to your left.
Oh, thank you. I'll be waiting.
Why, Mr. Bendigo, it is a pleasure. You're the last person I expected to meet here.
I could say the same of you, young woman. I don't suppose I need ask what you're doing here.
I could be on holiday.
Are you?
No.
Where's Jeff Pilgrim?
As far as I know, he's out on the fishing cruiser.
Why aren't you with him?
That's what they call a leading question, isn't it?
Call it what you like.
I'm not with Jeff Pilgrim at the moment, Mr. Bendigo, because I am made ill by fishing. I'm not clairvoyant, but I know precisely what you're thinking. And just to show you you're wrong, you might care to see this.
What is it?
See for yourself.
A contract, eh? Three years or 2,000 a year. Puller sent you up here to get this contract signed.
Obviously. And I have it, Mr. Bendigo. Signed by Geoffrey Adrian Pilgrim himself.
Why didn't Puller come after it himself or send one of his executives?
Isn't that something you should take up with Mr. Puller?
Possibly. Good day, dear Miss Bronson. I'm going to nail someone's hide over this. And be careful it isn't yours.
Good day, Mr. Bendigo. Oh, is he furious? Serves you right anyway, Mr. Bendigo. Because I know what you're here for, too.
You! Peppino arrived on. What time does it leave?
In 35 minutes, Mr. Bendigo.
Can you make me a booking from here this late?
Yes, Mr. Bendigo, but...
Then make a booking for me. I'm on transport to the aerodrome, my bag downstairs, and my bill made up in 5 minutes.
You're not staying?
Well, of course I'm not staying. Attend to it. I'll be in the bar. I expect to be out of this hotel 10 minutes from now.
I hope there's nothing wrong, Mr. Bendigo. I hope you find everything satisfactory.
I've no complaint about your hotel. Just do as I say, if you'll be so kind. And please hurry.
Yes, Mr. Bendigo.
Find the orange juice, Marcia?
Coming.
You hungry? Well, there's nothing I like better than a good blowout for breakfast. Your omelette won't keep.
Here we are.
Smells good. I'm glad you decided to stay here, my dear. I do so hate being in the house alone when your uncle's away. Hope you arrived up there safely.
Shouldn't they have sent us a wire by now? Or even telephone?
Oh, it won't be a scrap of good getting impatient. Good heavens, your uncle only arrived yesterday afternoon. He'd want a good night's sleep, and he's probably having it out with Jeff this minute.
Just so long as I don't have to endure the suspense for 3 or 4 more days till they get back.
Now come along, eat your breakfast, and stop worrying. Everything's going to pan out beautifully, you mark my words. Pass the salt.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we might do something together today? There are 2 good shows on, we haven't seen it. What on earth is this?
Just a minute, Marcia. You wait here.
Shredder! What in the name of fortune's the meaning of this?
I'm sorry to burst in on you. Should have phoned from the aerodrome.
Uncle Tristan, we didn't expect you. Is Jeff here too?
No, Marcia, he's not. Harriet, I want a word with you. Run outside for a minute, Marcia. That's a good girl.
Oh, no, please, Uncle Tristan, tell me. What's gone wrong? Where's Jeff?
I'll tell you all about it in a few minutes, girl. Give me a moment for your aunt first.
Oh, no, please do tell me now. Why are you back so soon? What happened?
There's no point in prolonging it, Tressida. Come and sit down. I'll make you some fresh coffee. You look terribly tired.
Yes, I am, by George. Getting too old for all this traipsing about. It's a long flight from that infernal island.
Well, drop your things and come and sit down. Marcia, you can listen and fix the percolator at the same time. Well, what did Jeff have to say for himself?
I didn't even see the chap.
Wasn't he there?
No, he was there, all right. But, well, we may as well face it. Pilgrim had company.
Not that brazen young hussy, not that Bronson girl, surely.
As bold as brass.
What?
Pitch me some yarn about Puller having sent her up to get Pilgrim's name to a contract. Well, that might be true, it might not. But just seeing her there was, well, it was a little too much for me.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, it resolves a lot of difficulties in one way. Master, my dear, I'm sorry to bring back such rotten news. It's not about you shoving our heads in the sand. I'll get some sleeves here, pull it about a body. Well, maybe it is him tonight.
No. Don't go near him. Don't go near any of them, Stella or Puller or Jeff or anyone. Uncle Tressida, did Jeff sign Stella's contract?
Yes, he signed it, all right.
So he can't come back to our firm now, even if he wanted to.
It's about the size of it. But confound him. I wouldn't have him inside my doors again after this, by George.
We're not all jumping to conclusions, are we? When's Jeff coming home again? Do you know that, Tressida?
I don't know, and I don't care. Well, attend to that chap starting tomorrow. Harriet, you and Marcia run up into the country for a week or two while I get the legal machinery going. Bannister, Kempill, and Jamieson, they're pretty good people. I'll get them to work.
Just a minute, Uncle Tressida. Jeff is my husband. Haven't I any say in what's to be done?
No, it's all right, Marcia. I'll attend to as much as I can for you.
Oh, no. No, you won't. You won't do anything. Yet.
But you don't want to be mixed up. Why won't we do anything?
Because I'm joining my husband today. Stella Bronson or no Stella Bronson, I'm going up north today to see Jeff. Just beginning to learn how to cope with women like Stella. If she's attractive, then I'll be more so, and more charming, and nicer to Jeff. And if that doesn't work, why shouldn't Jeff get a little bit jealous of me? There should be at least one presentable male on Daybreak Island. There might even be two.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.